Air Filter.
Friends of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to be a part of the show, biblical or constitutional questions or comments, 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, last hour we've been talking about tearing down the revisionists and their altars. We just played Richard Dawkins.
What a brilliant guy.
He's stupid, dog.
Yep.
Stupid.
It leads to all tragedies of history.
Webster's 1828, stupid, very dull, insensible, senseless, wanting in understanding, heavy, sluggish, whatever the case might be. Stupid. He is, and he knows it. Folks, when you look at the history of these people, they know exactly what they do. Here, listen to Idi Amin. Here, this is interesting about dictators. Because Dawkins said it's not about, you know, God, or it's not about, you know, warring against God. That's what he's saying in essence.
It's about a political philosophy.
And where does politics come from? Politics is the science of government. Who gave government? God did. It all comes down to that. And when we disobey, thou shalt have no other gods before me, we have all these different religions, and then we have holy wars. Whose fault is it? Man for disobeying in the first place. Not God. But here it comes down to this. He said atheism and evil, to make the correlation, in essence, he said that's not right to say that. Well, let me ask you something then. Why is it that atheist dictators, why do they always go after the foundation of the country, which is usually based on a Christian? Let's just bring it to ours. And let's go back to Germany. And let's go back to Stalin or Mao Zedong, when they want to establish a government that looks just like them, when they're a law unto themselves. When they want you to ask for privileges because now you've given your rights that God gave you through your sovereignty, you relinquish that and you give it over to dictators. Why is it that dictators make statues of themselves? You ever wonder why that is? I mean, if you go to China now, Mao Zedong, he's got statues everywhere. They worship. So that generation worships Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong killed their forefathers, millions and millions and millions of them. But they worship him like God. Why do they worship him? Because they're afraid not to. Why did Stalin, why did he have a statue of himself? Why were they to refer to him as father or daddy if it's not about being at war with God? Why did Hitler put on the guise of being a Christian, or Mussolini, same thing? What's the first thing they do? They go after your religion because they want to be God in their life. Listen to what Idi Amin said, dictator of Uganda, who was responsible for killing 300 Christians after implementing gun control. Why would he take away their power to defend themselves? Oh, and keep in mind, these are the people that also said, listen, relinquish your right to bear arms. I'm still saying the same thing, friends. And we'll protect you. See, these are people that are not listening to what he's doing out loud through actions. He said, I don't want to be controlled by any superpower. I myself consider myself the most powerful figure in the world, and that is why I don't let any superpower control me. What is he talking about? Well, if you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 14, Satan wanted to ascend his throne above God's, didn't he? He didn't want to subject himself to any superpower because he thought he was the superpower. Just like anybody else that ends up in hell that wars against God. Just like Voltaire, by the way. You know, it's interesting, Voltaire, if you know the history of Voltaire, he was an atheist, that he said he was going to take, in essence, 12 stinky fishermen and make them a thing of the past. Blot them out, he said. You know, it's interesting, when he died, friends, on their deathbeds, we never hear about this because the atheist doesn't want you to hear about it. The communist doesn't want you to hear about it. But they said, his nurse said of Voltaire, it was as if a man was falling into the flames of hell. You know what Voltaire was asking for in his deathbed, friends? A preacher. Bet you didn't hear about that, did you? You know, it's also interesting to note that when Voltaire died, 50 years later, his home was used to reprint Bibles. I'm getting an anointing on this right now, a witness. You want to go ahead and mock God? You just go ahead and do what you want to do, friends. And let me tell all those politicians, you criminal politicians that listen to me week after week, just keep playing. Because you're not just destroying your country and the American people. I know they're sitting there letting you do what you do. I know that. And not in every given situation. But for the most part, they're letting you do what you're doing. I know that. Because we've been told before that they'll always do what you let them get away with. That's right. And we know politicians, man, they'll get you asking the wrong questions so they don't have to give you the right answers. Yeah, I get that. But I want to tell you something. Those that remain in your sin, I want to tell you this. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You will answer to my daddy. And he's your daddy, too, when you find reconciliation through his son, Jesus Christ, who redeems you with his blood. Don't kick up against the goads, because it's not a direction you want to go. I've noticed in life, those people that know the truth and they kick up against it anyways, judgment's lingering. It's not too far off before it falls. Those that don't know, God shows them mercy. But when you look at guys like this, they know exactly what they do. Just last week, friends, to bring it home for you, comedian Mr. Fox called Obama our Lord and Savior. I don't think there's anything funny about it, but what's sick about the whole thing, he wasn't kidding. He wasn't kidding. You are in times, friends, right now. After we went through this last re-election fraud cycle, and you fell for the fact that he was re-elected, friends, you did not look at the stats. He did not have the numbers. He couldn't fill the seats. Friends, it's just like this. We all know who Sandra Fluke is. Remember, Limba got in trouble for calling her, a slut or a whore or something like that? Something demeaning? She cannot even get 10 people to come to her meetings, friends. People laugh at her. She's the lowest of the low. Time magazine comes in and says we're considering making her the woman of the year. This is what you're up against. And this is what begins to happen to a nation that continuously walks contrary to God. He will cast it in your teeth. That's exactly what's going on. America right now is being destroyed for what we allow. And I told my listeners this last weekend, when I talk about the judgments of God in Leviticus 26, I know I'm on God's side. And when I'm saying I know I'm on God's side, I'm telling you, if you're not going to find God in his blessings and in his goodness, which you have been walking with and in over 235 years in this country, you're going to know him in judgment, friends. And I'm telling you what, God is beginning to take America through the stages of judgment right now. Read Leviticus 26. But I have hope. I have hope. My hope is in Jesus Christ, his son. It's the only one I have hope in. I'm not stupid enough to put my trust in the arm of the flesh. But my point, going back to Dawkins, is if that was not the case, then why did all these people that warred against God, why did they kill massive amounts of their own people that wouldn't submit to their ideology? Why? And I'm telling you what, you're up against the same thing right now. You are in dangerous times, friends. We're going to come back and we're going to tear down the next revisionist. We're going to talk about what the evolutionists want you to believe in. Who are the evolutionists? It doesn't matter, monkey and you'll guy. Understand when I get back, right? Now, if I'd have been you, I'd have been playing some monkey music or something, right? And then Jake's going to tear down the altar of, what about Thomas Jefferson's Bible? Folks, the intent was just the exact opposite of what the revisionists taught you. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, let's get back to this. I like that, yeah.
Merry Christmas! Jingle bells and stuff!
Guys, yes. See, people listen to this show because they know there's a lot more to it than just, you know,
yeah.
Radio show talk, guys, talk about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's more. I'd like to make a point to your point.
Please.
Last time, atheism and the restraint. Bill O'Reilly was absolutely correct. That's what religion is. It is a restraint upon what? Upon the people and upon government as well. See, the thing that Dawkins says is just because you're an atheist doesn't make you bad. That was the argument that he was in part trying to make. And that's true. If you're an atheist, I'm talking about morally, it doesn't mean you act bad, you have bad behavior just because you're an atheist. But these dictators relied upon atheism. They had it as a cornerstone for them to do evil because, like you said, they made themselves God. In order to do that, you can't have Christianity, which is a restraint to people that make themselves God.
Who crucified Christ?
Religious people.
People that didn't want to be ruled by who?
That's right.
God.
That's right. Under the name of religion.
That's right.
And that's the difference. Dawkins thinks that everybody that says that he's a Christian must be a Christian. That's untrue.
No.
Christians don't do bad. And what I mean by that is if you truly walk in what Christ counseled and gave you the commands to do, you won't do wrong.
Well,
another thing they always ignore is that law, you know, that big bad law that they talk about in the Old Testament?
Come on.
You know, these bad things the Christians do, slavery and women and blah, blah, blah.
Out of context, of course.
Exactly, yep. And it is way out of context. What they never put into context is that Christ was willing to go on the cross and suffer for those sins of people that disobeyed that law. See, they never put that in there.
No. And they also ignore the laws that God gave that preserved their lives.
Exactly.
See, like, for example, one of the points that was made during the break right after Mr. Dawkins was complaining about, you know, who we are and God and we're not at war with him. He is. That's everything he does.
Yes.
He's trying to uproot faith. That's all he's trying to do. What a joke. Here's the bottom line. But if something was to happen to Mr. Dawkins, he calls the cops. Why would he call the cops to enforce the laws? Whose laws?
Restrained.
That protect life. Who gave those laws, Mr. Dawkins? He's straining at the gnat of stupidity.
Yes.
Is what he's doing.
It really is.
And he's swallowing his doctrine in every sense of the word, where he looks absolutely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And really, guys, again, stupid. Webster's 1828, insensible, senseless, lacking in understanding, heavy, sluggish.
And you know who loves this man? It's university students.
Totally.
Because they're equally stupid. See, they've been trained up in stupid. So
but
it's kinda
yet
like
they keep changing their theology over and over, and then they wonder why they're confused. They wonder why kids commit suicide and they commit crimes. Well,
and I'll tell you what,
they're taught that they came from monkeys, friends, and then you wonder why they act like monkeys. No offense. You didn't come from a monkey. If that offends you, then praise God. So be it. You're God's kid. You're created in His image. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. And you mock God when you say that you came from a monkey. Who would be behind something like that, friends? The stupidity involved. Speaking of which, now if I'd have been you, Carrie, I'd have been all over this, but Mrs. Too Late back there. Come on, Jake.
Too late.
Come on, take a shot at her for a minute. Hurt her feelings. Her face is getting red.
She's way behind the eight ball.
I would have totally
usual.
Been all over this. Let's go to Heidelberg, man. Mm-hmm. They're teaching kids evolution.
That's right.
It used to be illegal in this country, friends.
Yes, it does. Because it's not scientific fact. It's straight up a theory that's diametrically opposed with the laws and the lawgiver of our country.
And when it comes down to, hey, let's debate evolution. Hey, dude, there is no debate.
Hey, you want
to
be a monkey? Go ahead.
Yeah, you go
Have
ahead and
all,
act
buddy.
The way you want.
Have
when you're
all.
In jail, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Yeah. And when you're in jail because you broke my daddy's laws, mm-hmm. then you're going to understand why you're in a penitentiary. Mm-hmm. Penitence.
And I'll agree with you. You are a monkey, and you know what? You won the debate. Go ahead.
You know what reminds me of is Murray? Madeline Murray O'Hare, mm-hmm. She just hated God. You know, someone killed her. Someone murdered her. By the way, her kid has a ministry that operates out of Washington, D.C. right now. Wow! God is not mocked! Right? But I bet right before that murder wanted to take her out, I bet she was thinking to herself, where are the cops to protect me? When God said, thou shalt not kill.
Where's the Christian restraint?
Folks, the communists always take it out of context to make it look like God is the enemy. And keep this in mind. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. Christ agrees with you when you are calling out their hypocrisy. Don't ever forget that. Christ was without spot, without blemish. He was tempted in all points, without sin. He was perfect. That's why people hate him. Oh, who are you, holier than thou? Oh, are you better than us? No, I'm the Lamb of God. I'm laid on the sacrifice of redemption for you. Did you not realize that? Their best friend, they turn into their greatest enemy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, it's like those that protest the military when they come back. Those guys just got done fighting to magnify the laws of our Constitution, so help them God to defend against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and you're mad at them? Well, you didn't agree with the war, then you should have stopped that before it went to Congress.
Petition the government for redress
Thank
of grievances.
You. Let's get over to this. Richard Dawkins, Richard Dawkins said, my personal feeling is that understanding evolution led me to atheism. Listen to this. And you know what? They always contradict themselves, don't they? Listen to this. What is an atheist? Somebody that doesn't believe in God. I thought you said it had nothing to do with God. It has everything to do with God. Even Charles Darwin didn't believe his own theory, friends. Mm-hmm. And for those that didn't know, he was on a boat going to Christian college. Why do we leave the facts out? Richard Dawkins said this. We played him on the first hour. My personal feeling is that understanding evolution led me to atheism. Here, let me bring his theology. Mm-hmm. Let me bring forth the doctor of theology. All right, you ready for this, friends?
And the wisdom.
This is what he believed that taught him, or actually converted him into atheism. And I want to tell all the atheists out there, too. Listen, you don't have to believe in God. It doesn't matter. But you don't have to believe in trucks, neither. But what happens when you stand in front of one? That's judgment day. And rest assured, you will meet your heavenly Father, regardless if you like it or not. And every knee will bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. I like that. I don't know why. Because I'm right. Heidelberg man. This is what's taught to kids in public schools and in colleges. Heidelberg man, built from a jawbone that was conceded by many to be quite human. Oh, wow.
Many.
Well, if it looks like a jawbone, and it talks like a jawbone, and it walks like a jawbone, then it must be a jawbone. But not quite. So they're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're teaching kids of Nebraska man. Nebraska man scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. Was that you, Jake?
No. No.
That was you, Kerry?
That was Kerry.
Well, good for you. Where's the ape? Piltdown, man. This is what they're teaching young people in colleges and in schools. See, if they didn't teach this first, they couldn't teach you to have two daddies and two mommies neither, by the way. This is what it leads to, friends.
You got that.
No God, then we can do whatever we want to. Yes. And every time we get away from God, we get in trouble.
Yep.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go on. Piltdown, man. The jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape.
Aww.
Thank you.
From Rainforest Cafe.
Milton Berle said, if evolution really works, how come my mother only has two hands?
Mothers need more hands than two.
Wow. All right, I go on. Piltdown man, the jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. Peking man, this guy must be from Asia somewhere.
Yeah. I would say, just based on the name, anyhow.
I would think so. 500,000 years old. Friends, talking about tearing down the revisionist. A meteorologist cannot even tell you what the weather's going to be like today. And they want to tell you what happened 500,000 years ago? Are you kidding me? Remember just 20 years ago, friends, there was global freezing. Now there's global warming. And when they began to push this fabricated lie, contrived lie, only to increase taxes on the people of this country, a UN global tax, by the way, a global scheme. God sent a storm to Washington, D.C. A lot of snow. How did that work out for you?
Need more trucks.
Peking man, 500,000 years old. Oh, here's Peking man for you, friends. Ready? All evidence has disappeared. Uh-oh!
But he remains in the textbooks?
It does.
Oh, without evidence.
Illegally. If you have this in your textbooks, friends, you can actually...
rip that page
off. Oh, yes,
maybe.
You can. And you can bring them to court, and you need to do that. Neanderthal man.
That's a clever name.
Neanderthal man.
You know the Neanderthal age?
Is that like... he had a brother that used to smoke called menthol or something? I don't know. That was probably pretty bad.
Why not? Put it in a textbook.
At the Internal Congress... here. You know what we're going to do? Go ahead and play some ape music really quick. We're going to come back and we're going to tear down some more of these revisionists. Uh-oh. Hang on, Mr. Dawkins.
Just
Darwin,
wait.
Hang on. Oh, wait a second. Darwin said, Bradley, I don't believe that junk. I know, but isn't it amazing, Darwin, that everybody else
sounds monkeyish.
Tearing down the revisionists. Tearing down their altars. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Whoa, somebody needs
like
their copy.
Monkey.
Somebody didn't get their copy this
saying,
morning.
I know where Peking Man is.
Yes.
I know where he is.
It disappeared.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You know that ain't Darwin. Oh no. Oh no, you didn't. That's what. Oh no, you didn't.
Somebody's excited.
Yes. By the way, that's because also aimed at the blacks. Them. Did the blacks realize that?
They haven't evolved yet.
Yes, that's
the
right.
Perfect race.
And isn't that what Hitler did? Is one after.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Races. The Jews hadn't evolved yet too. They
yeah.
Were just a step above.
They weren't as good as he was. Step. Isn't that amazing how that works, friends? And the danger
that it imposes.
Richard Dawkins, the great hypocrite that we just had on about a half hour ago, said evolution never looks to the future. No wonder why kids kill themselves. Folks, what we're doing is we're talking about tearing down the revisionist. We just talked about Peking man, Piltdown man, Nebraska man, Heidelberg man. Where do they come up with these names? Neanderthal man? Hey, Neanderthal!
How'd you like to be that guy?
At the International Congress of Zoology in 1958, by the way, Kinsey was a zoologist too.
Animal.
Out of Indiana, yep. Who was actually filming pornography with little kids, and the homosexual communities love him. So look what it's derived from, friends.
Yep.
The zoologist in 1958, Dr. A.J.E. Cave, said his examination showed that the famous Neanderthal skeleton found in France over 50 years ago is that of an old man who suffered from arthritis. You think so? So all evidence keeps pointing back to what God said in the first place.
Exactly.
Isn't that amazing? Cro-Magnon man. Here's another one. Oh, listen to this one.
Let's hear the facts on this.
One is the earliest and best established fossils at least equal in physique and brain capacity as modern man. So what's the difference?
So maybe he is a modern man.
Look at how smart man becomes without God. They're called reprobates. Folks, this genius thinks that we came from monkeys. Friends, they don't believe that we came from monkeys. It's political. Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now, before I give this over to Jake, I want you to clearly understand. These people promote their failures. 86% of those in America don't believe this garbage. Then why are you allowing them to teach your kids in public schools and in colleges? Why? They promote their failures only in an attempt to save their ideology. See, the problem is, friends, is that the communists, the evolutionists know how to lie better than most people in this country know how to tell the truth. And isn't it interesting, too, friends? These are the same people. These are the same people that decry everybody for the things that they promote and advocate. They talk about family values. So what they do is they say men need to be married to men and women need to be married to women. These are the people that promote family values, and these are the people that abort 3,700 babies a day in this country. Isn't that amazing? By the way, thousands, let me say it this way just to say, stay safe, hundreds of abortion clinics all across the country because a new generation is standing up are being shut down.
Mm-hmm. They're refusing it.
So we have some folks, good folks out there doing their job, and they need your help just like we need your help. We need your help. But friends, let me say it again. These people promote their failures only in an attempt to save their ideology. And don't forget it. And is it true that the communists know how to lie better, friends, than you know how to tell the truth? We need to get that straight, friends. And we better get it straight now. Not then. You know, I despise people that talk about Christ on their deathbed, but their whole lives they live like the devil.
What kind of a witness is that?
It's not a witness. It's called fire insurance,
yep.
And it's not scriptural. Or what about when the plane goes down and everybody prays and asks Jesus to come into their heart while they were drinking a beer, talking about women and drinking or in a viewing nasty magazines before there's anything wrong with the airplane? They're hypocrites. And heaven has no such room for people as this. Old commentators used to say that they're the great counterfeits. Their prayers are worthless, senseless. Let's not wait until we're ready to die, friends. Now, isn't it interesting? A man shot down. This is a true story. Man goes into a strip bar, gets shot down for some crime he is committing. He goes to his funeral, and they have a pastor there talking about how he's in heaven. Is there something wrong with that, friends?
Yep.
It's unscriptural. It's not in the Bible. Well, let's take it even to a man that just lives his own life. He never hurt anybody. Well, your own self-righteousness is the very thing that's going to condemn you when you stand before God. No, we need to be covered in the righteousness of Jesus Christ and in his blood. We are justified by faith in his blood. And we're saved by grace through faith in that, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. But real Christians magnify the law, Romans 3. We magnify for what we magnify that which for Christ died. And it's the same thing in natural things. We stand up for the Constitution in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. And we have freedom. We have freedom to do the right thing, and we need to continuously do the right thing. Let's get over to Thomas Jefferson, Jake, because I love this one. We hear the revisionists talk about Thomas Jefferson, man. Did you see Thomas Jefferson's Bible? No, because he didn't have a Thomas Jefferson Bible. But that's what you're told. Go for it, Jake.
This is a letter to Benjamin Rush from Thomas Jefferson. Many people debated, well, was Thomas Jefferson an evangelical? Was he a Christian? Was he sincerely a believer of Christ and the Christian morals and the Christian
values?
He
was raised Anglican, by the way.
Which is a Christian denomination.
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson said, this is out of his own mouth in a letter to Benjamin Rush, and many of our founding fathers, actually, well, I shouldn't say many of them, but there was a few that had questioned it and tried to evangelize Thomas Jefferson, tried to get him to give his beliefs. What do you really believe, Thomas? Thomas said, to the corruptions of Christianity, I am indeed opposed. So am I. So are the Sons of Liberty.
So is Christ. Every and so is
exactly.
Christ.
Exactly. Every common thinking man is opposed to the corruptions of Christianity. But not to the genuine precepts of Jesus himself, Jefferson said. What is it to be a Christian? It's to follow Christ, not the corruptions of Christianity and the hypocrites. He quoted by saying, I am a Christian in the only sense in which he, speaking of God, wished anyone to be. Sincerely attached to his doctrines, in preference to all others. But the greatest of all reformers of the depraved religion of his own country was Jesus of Nazareth. When Christ came to the earth, he was the God of the Old Testament, the First Covenant. So Jefferson is explaining here now that Christ was a great reformer to that religion. So to clear up any discrepancies, many people say, well, Jefferson wrote his own Bible.
No, here it is. Jefferson wrote his own Bible. Here's the revisionist and the idiot, the useful idiots that the revisionists have bred.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Jefferson's Bible? You know what he did? He took all the miracles of Jesus out of it because he didn't believe in them.
They focus on what was taken out, but this is what they missed. Jefferson, first of all, never called it a Bible. He called it the Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. He used his penknife and cut out all the words of Christ, put it together in a work to evangelize the Indians.
Well, just, okay, now what we have to do as the revisionists, we just have to ignore the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is we need to omit and we need to add.
Therefore,
and half-truths all the way through, sure. And that's exactly what it's been thrown out there as.
They focus on what was taken out rather than what he put in. His purpose was not to take out the miracles of Christ. His purpose was to put in the life and morals of Jesus' teachings.
Just the exact opposite of what people are told to the revisionists today. And again, right. They tell on themselves.
The 57th Congress was ordered a reprint of this work. Why? Because Jefferson believed in teaching the morality of Christ and what Christ said. And the government believed the same. Listen, Jefferson, after he penned the letter to the Danbury Baptist Church on a Friday afternoon about separation of church and state, two days later he went to church. Guess where he went to church? In the Capitol, because under the rotunda, divine church services were held because they needed a church building, and that's what they used.
But, Jake, I got another question for you. I know, let's just ignore the 25 of the 55 signers, college mottos, what the colleges were for, all that other good stuff. But can we just get back to Thomas really quick, Jake, because I'm really curious. What was it that what did it say on his headstone in Monticello when we were there?
Oh, the father of religious liberty. Actually, that's not what it said. The father of the University of Virginia.
Okay.
But he also made reference to the religious liberty, because he was an attorney, and for years, the Anglican Church would dominate in the state of Virginia. If you went and you preached without being sanctioned by the English Church, you could be scourged, because there was no religious liberty then. He authored, him and Madison both, this is what's written on his headstone, here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence, which is a Christian document, folks.
Yeah. How many times was God brought up in that? And creator and
multiple times.
Laws of nature and nature's God.
He
and the supreme judge of the world. Who's he talking about, man?
He was the author of the Statue of Virginia for Religious Freedom.
Jake, what was those documents? How did he used to end his documents when he had signed them?
In the year of our Lord Christ?
Oh, Thomas.
Lord Christ.
Oh, my gosh. Is that why we're still talking about him? Is that why he talks about God in his rotunda? Yes, it is.
That's right.
Yeah. And what was he besides the president of the United States, Jake? He was also the president of public schools. And what were the two books that he really liked a lot?
They were required in the public schools. Watts, Hymnals, and the Bible.
Lines Between Church and State, huh, friends? No. Lines Between Church and State, from the author of Lines Between Church and State, was barring government from doing what they're doing today.
Right.
Not the communist version, the American version. And government hates it because they can't put their little tentacles into it.
And so the revisionists would have you believe the opposite of what Jefferson
said. That's right.
Just like with the so-called, quote, Jefferson Bible, even though he never called it a Bible, it was called The Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. He put in the life and morals. He didn't take out
that
miracles.
Might help. Those facts might help just a little bit, Jake.
Facts. Darn things. They're stubborn, just
stubborn things. You know what's cool about truth, friends? You can continuously just drive it to the ground, but it's always going to keep coming back up. You know, it's kind of like the hammer in the anvil. The hammer can pound at the anvil all that it wants, just like these revisionists do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, friends? You know what's really interesting, and I love this, is the fact that it's not the anvil that's replaced. It's the hammer.
Yep.
And no matter how many times they don't want to look back in history and read the history to find that they're in major error, they try again and they try again. And the sad part about it is millions of people die in the process.
Right.
And what do they always come back to?
Mm-hmm.
God and the Bible.
Just like Jefferson in his 1805 inaugural address, I shall need, too, the favor of the being in whose hands we are, who led our forefathers, as Israel of old, from their native land and planted them in this country.
1792, Congress prints the Bible for schools throughout this nation.
Ooh,
well,
tax
I didn't
dollars.
Hear. How does that
Separation
work out for
church
the...
And...
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, right back. Turn down the revisionist.
My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere
premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Through today only, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends today. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Okay. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Where did all this come from? African proverb. Until lions have their historians, tales of the hunt shall always glorify the hunters. That's right. That's right. Mark Twain said the very ink with which all history is written is merely fluid prejudice, except the word of God, I add.
That's right.
Where did all this come from? Here, let's take a call. You got Crystal in Illinois. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, everything that you've been talking about today, I've actually talked about with somebody on Street Teams, but the thing that I'm calling about specifically is you're talking about science and how all of it proves Christianity. That's exactly true. So many people like to use, oh, it doesn't work with science. Yes, it does. What about angular momentum, not the scientific law, and the Big Bang Theory, and then matter cannot be created nor destroyed. And then you were talking about evolution. Even Charles Darwin, the father of evolution, denounced it, said that it was false and without a foundation when he died. He completely denounced it. He said that based on the effects that it had on society and for other reasons, that he wished he hadn't even, he hadn't created the idea.
It's really too bad that people have to
get to that point.
Spend their lives warring against someone that's going to win the day. I mean, just think about this. The Bible says all nations are but a drop in the bucket. The Bible says that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without your Father. In other words, he sees all things. He knows the very hairs of the numbers of the hairs on your head. The Bible says that he beholds good and evil throughout the whole world. And there's men that want to try the obvious, and they do it. Mm-hmm. And then on their deathbed, they try to undo what they were advocating their whole lives. Yeah, okay. And you know what's interesting is those words are the words that these revisionists don't want other people to find out about, because then they don't have a job.
That's right.
Exactly. Well, the thing about Charles Darwin is he started out going to school for theology and that kind of thing. And he never intended evolution to be means that it to be microevolution, not macroevolution.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
If all the radicals take it and make it.
Yeah, semantics. It's all garbage. You know what? When people, even when you're street preaching, Crystal, it's interesting. They'll try to get into a debate over evolution. It's like, you know what? It's so foolish. I'm not going there with you.
Yeah. It's awesome. They come up to, I get these people all the time doing street ministry. They come up to me like, oh, you don't know anything about science really now. Then I just start rambling off fast. I am a scientist. I know science. I love it. And then they walk away. They just like it.
Well, there's nothing wrong with science. There's something wrong with the scientist.
Science is the study of creation.
Amen. Amen.
That was this perfect. Look at Isaac Newton. He was a student of the Bible. He discovered the law of gravity. All these scientists that these men begin on, and the same thing with Dawkins and anybody else, they rely upon Christian restraint so that they can prosper in everything that they do.
And the other way, too, is when you're grounded in a faith, friends, you can't be moved.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what scares these revisionists.
Right.
That's what scares corrupt governments.
You know, I just Twittered that truth is not made of man's substance, because it's not. It's not made out of man, and therefore man cannot bring it forth. They can agree with it, and that's what happens. Anytime you agree with truth, you can build upon a foundation. Period.
Okay.
You know, are we finished with...
No. I want to tell the people where this all came from.
Okay.
We got 7 minutes left, friends. This all came from, in 1959, President Eisenhower asked Congress for $1 billion for the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare's new American Education Fund for the promotion and publication of the new science of evolution. Friends, how is that new thing working out for you?
That's right.
It's not working, is it? How is it that the old seemed to work and we would prosper, but now the new thing seems to be your answer when, in fact, it's destroying our country?
Yeah.
I go on. And by the way, this is nothing new under the sun. And this was going on long before Eisenhower ever implemented this. $10,500,000 was given to the National Science Foundation, NSF, for the new 9-part theme curriculum teaching evolution. The National Science Foundation, NSF, provided the biological sciences curriculum study with the funds to provide the textbooks to public schools. It should have been cut off right there, because Article 10 talks about how that power is reserved to the people in the states, not unto the federal government. Numbers of words in 1950 concerning evolution, 2,000 to 3,000 words. That's too much. A little leaven leaveneth a whole lump, friends.
Because it grows.
In 1963, 33,089 words.
And then the
foxes. That's who's in government today. Yep. The burnt hippies are still on LSD. Yep.
They're still monkeys.
The decline since 1963 reflects the overall downward trend of textbook content. The percentage of texts devoted to evolution has not diminished. It's only increased. Folks, if you want to know what's going on, your government got involved. That's the problem.
That's right. And they
We're here to help. No, they're here to destroy.
They mass produce it. There's a great example of, if you want to talk evolution, this is the government did. It evolved, and it got involved in more areas of your lives.
Right.
And then it mass produces these abominations. Too bad. Ike was the one who said... added in God, or one nation under God, in the Pledge of Allegiance.
You would have think he would have knew, being the supreme commander of the Allied forces and seeing the price paid for our liberties, you'd think he would have been a little bit more acute as to what was going on, rather than play the devil's advocate by implementing this upon the minds of the younger generation. Especially when you read his earlier writings, and he's talking about the eyes of Almighty God are upon you, speaking to the soldiers that fought. And bled and died to give us the freedoms that we have. I want to make two more points. Actually, hang on a second.
It's the importance of
just history revised. And isn't it interesting, as it's revised, it's always omitting God. 4th of July, an obvious example of the secularization of history, occurs each year around the 4th of July. Americans are taught that taxation without representation was the reason America separated from Great Britain. Folks, there was plenty of usurpations by the tyrant King George. Yet taxation without representation was only reason number 17 out of the 27 reasons given in the Declaration of Independence. It was not even in the top half, yet it is always the most you ever hear of. Never mentioned today are the numerous grievances condemning judicial activism or those addressing moral or religious or other issues. Amen. Tell the truth and shame the devil, friends.
Shame them.
The revisionists are trying to secularize the younger generation by telling them that this is the first secular government. Texts now forcefully assert that the American founding produced the first intentionally secular government in history. What?
Really?
What?
See that?
Wow. Wow. Even though the Declaration of Independence officially acknowledges God in four separate clauses, similarly, leaders such as John Hancock and John Adams received credit as being the sources of our independence, even though John Adams himself declared that Reverend Dr. Jonathan Mayhew and the Reverend Dr. Samuel Cooper were two of the individuals most conspicuous, the most ardent and influential in the awakening and revival of American principles and feelings that led to the American independence.
That's right.
As a further example of what the revisionists have attempted to throw on the American people, consider the legendary Minutemen. Even though they are still honored in many texts, their leader, the Reverend Jonas Clark, is no longer mentioned. Oh, what a coincidence.
Leave out the
preacher. Nor the fact that many of the Minutemen were deacons in his church. And the Reverend James Caldwell is no longer acknowledged as a key leader of military forces in New Jersey. Nor the Reverend John Peter Gabriel Muhlenberg, who led 300 men from his church against the British as one of Washington's most trusted generals. Under the economic view, talking about tearing down the revisionists, under the economic view of American history, Americans now believe that the earlier colonists came to seek American land and gold rather than for reason most cited by the colonists. In other words, friends, they came for riches. Well, they did. It was called freedom, not riches. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? These were Puritan preachers, friends. And most now accept the colonials were founded for trade, fishing, and other economic enterprises, even through more than half, and though more than half were founded by gospel ministers for religious purposes.
Oh,
New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Georgia. And if religion is discussed in a text, it will be to present the 21 deaths during the Salem witch trials rather than the Great Awakenings. The Civil War revivals or turn of the century revivals that led to widespread urban renewal and the end of child labor. No, folks, they take the meaning and they twist it to turn it out to be what they advocate. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. Great show. It was a lot of fun. I love exposing these revisionists. I love tearing down their altars, friends, because there's nothing true about what they say. They love half-truths. And I want to tell you what, the more you tolerate them, the more they're destroying. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. You know what's interesting? They get mad at me for telling the truth. Well, let me tell you this, Mr. Revisionist.
The truth.
I'm not the one lying. You are. Talk to you Monday.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.